Now, a very interesting story in the Irish Examiner over recent days that hundreds of letters of support have been submitted to the sentencing judge in the case of a Kerry man who faces the prospect of 20 years in jail when sentenced for fraud in New York next month. Lawyers for Ballinskellig's native Donal O'Sullivan, 61 years of age, founder and former CEO of Navilis Construction, one of the largest construction firms in Manhattan, in New York, have already transmitted 344 letters of support to the court. Mr. O'Sullivan and his sister, Helen O'Sullivan, age 62, who is company payroll administrator and foreigner financial controller as well, Padraig Nocton, age 50, are due to be sentenced in June after being found guilty of wire fraud, mail fraud, embezzlement from employee benefit funds, submission of false remittance reports to union benefit funds, and conspiracy to commit those crimes. With me the line is Deputy Political Editor with the Irish Examiner, Catherine Shanahan, who's reporting on this. Catherine, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
Jerry, I'll just let you know there, I don't want to take anyone else's job. I'm Deputy Property Editor.
Sorry, Property.
No, it's fine. Fine.
Which puts you, I suppose, in the wheelhouse of Navilis Construction, because they have constructed some of the major properties in Manhattan over the last 20 to 30 years.
That's right. Story, I suppose, is that four of the O'Sullivans, who are from Croom the Glen, up behind Ballinskellig's Bay, left home in 1984, went over to New York. The boys started out as labourers on building sites, and 3 years later they founded a small tile company called Navilis Tile. And that grew over the next three decades, I suppose, into one of New York's largest construction companies. Huge success story, huge personal success story for them. And they ended up working on very prestigious projects. I suppose one of the main ones would be the 9/11 memorial, which would like have so much meaning for so many people living in the States and people would recognise worldwide its significance, you know, built to commemorate the people that died in 9/11. So what was done there was there's two reflecting pools on 1 acre sites with the largest man-made waterfalls in the world and people's names on brass all around them, and they would have got to do the concrete work around those, so that would have been a huge project for them. But lots of others too, like One Vanderbilt, the Apple flagship store in Manhattan, work on the Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, some kind of buildings that we all know and recognise the names. So we're doing very well for themselves.
Yeah, they certainly were. And look, those letters that you talked about going over, this has been going for the last couple of years, this case, and it's been a long time between, I suppose, the conviction and also sentencing. Where are things at now, and what's at stake here for them?
So I suppose, as you said, going back a long time, two cases, first one being a civil case, the union's taking a case against the company for saying they didn't pay the fringe benefits that they should have been paying on behalf of some of their workers. They have agreements called collective bargaining agreements. If companies sign up to those, then they're obliged to make these benefits payments to the unions. The unions would have been fairly powerful in New York. They didn't do that. The unions sued them. They successfully sued them for $76 million. The company went into bankruptcy. They came out of bankruptcy a year later, having reached an agreement with the unions that they would settle for $25 million. It looked like it was all done and dusted then around 2018, but the government then came along, took a criminal case, arrested and charged the three, Donal O'Sullivan, Helen O'Sullivan, and, as you said, the financial controller, Padraig Nocton. They were subsequently convicted in 2021. They were due for sentencing in August 2022, and that has been deferred several times for a variety of different reasons, with sentencing finally due to take place towards the end of June this year.
And these labour laws are strong in America, some suggesting perhaps maybe could it be as up to 20 years? Is that the range that the judge would be deciding upon
that
here?
That is the range that the Department of Justice put out at the time. So, that's nobody has disputed that. There was a last hearing that took place last week where the unions were presenting their case for what they reckoned was owed, or what the government was presenting the case for what they reckoned was owed. Then the defendants also get the opportunity to put forward what they think is owed. And that is kind of a hearing that will inform the judge in terms of determining what the level of sentencing might be. And those letters obviously would have gone in support of Donal. But, judge is going to take everything into account. They have been convicted, so really it's impossible to say, but it could be up to that level.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. And there's an issue here that, that Donal and Helen, or is it the solicitor for Padraic Nocton, who's the former financial controller, has requested a separate sentencing. Is that the case?
Yeah, I've seen some letters sent in by the different lawyers representing the different defendants, and solicitor for Donal O'Sullivan kind of suggested that he thought it would be, on behalf of Donal, that it would be a good idea to sentence the three on the same date. But a pretty strongly worded letter came in also from Padraic Nocton's lawyer saying, you know, they're not representing us. This is not what we wish. You know, we want our defendant to be sentenced separately. I think, you know, they didn't want any pressure brought to bear on anyone within the courtroom. And that was their request. So that's been granted. There are now two separate sentencing taking place.
Yeah, indeed, and that will work out. Now, those letters of support from South Kerry, is it like the same in this situation? Letters go in, character references go in. It's opened the air as to what impact, if any, they will have on the judge's decision.
Yeah, I mean, where the letters came from now, I can't say definitively that they came from South Kerry. I mean, they've spent most of their adult lives in New York, including Donal. Like he would have said that himself in the courtroom. So, you know, they'll have built up a lot of working relationships, and they've relationships with New York GA. They sponsored their jersey, I think, 2 years ago. Possibly they're still sponsors. I'm
yes,
not 100%
yeah, their name was on the jersey of the New York team that came to play Sligo in the Connacht semi-final recently.
Yeah. So they'd have had a strong involvement, and, you know, been good to Kerry GA over the years. Been good to the Irish Arts Centre. They'd have been good to the Kerry Benevolent Patriotic Fund. They helped out after Hurricane Irma in Florida. They helped out after Superstorm Sandy in Rockaway. So, you know, he's been praised before for a deeply charitable nature, Donal has. So, you know, you can imagine that there might be letters coming from every angle, really, in those circumstances.
Yeah, yeah, and that is the case. Now, I know several visits home by organised, there's still huge support, and there will be continuing huge support. There's another brother who's involved in a different construction company, of course, completely, entirely separate to all of this. So the brothers will, or the family will still be involved and still are involved in construction, but very strong links to here and Ballinskellig's, Catherine.
That's right. I mean, you know, the family has invested in different well-known, I suppose, hostelries and the like down in Ballinskellig. They would own Cable O'Leary's. They had the nurse's former beachfront holiday home there on Ballinskellig's beach. I think that was being used for Ukrainians. Then Leonard, another brother who also went to the States at the time but came back in 1998, he runs the Ring of Kerry Hotel in Carras Éireann. So yeah, they'd have a lot of interests, I suppose. And then you have Kevin, the other brother, who wasn't convicted of anything, but his company, Times Square Construction, that was the judge decided used by Donal as an alter ego company or a front company to secure a contract that they mightn't have otherwise got, because Navalis used union workers and Times Square Construction could use non-unionised workers. So in going for certain contracts, the unionised firms lost out to the non-unionised, and the judge ruled that Times Square Construction had been used as a front company, but she said Donal was the driving force in it. And at the end of the day, Kevin wasn't convicted of anything. He's the head of Tower Holdings Group, which has an Irish subsidiary, and that Irish subsidiary is driving the development of what could be Ireland's tallest building, a 34-storey hotel on the Port of Cork site in Cork City. And they also started work on a €20 million glass office block next to our main bus station in the city called the Prism. The foundations of that were put down a couple of months ago. I haven't seen a huge amount of activity on site lately, but according to spokespersons for the company, it will be built this year.
Yeah, and that will have a big impact on the skyline of Cork, that's for sure. And we'll see where things go from that, from the Irish side of things, and the company also involved in the American side of things. So next stop on this saga, I suppose, and it is a real saga, will be the end of June, Catherine.
Yeah, that's right. Like, in the meantime, Navalis is, you know, still continuing, still, you know, just being run by different people, but, you know, it's still one of the New York's biggest construction companies. It's just a very... I suppose kind of a sad kind of end. Looks like it might be kind of a sad end for the people that set it up, or for one of the persons that set it up at any rate, for Donal and for his sister Ellen. and for Bodrignochtan, but, you know, they have been convicted, they've been found guilty, and that's just justice being doled out.
Earth stands. Okay, listen, we're going to have to leave it there. Catherine, thanks a million for taking time and taking us through that story this morning. That's Catherine Shanahan there, Deputy Property Editor with the Irish Examiner, with that remarkable story.